Hello and welcome to the Equine Physio and Rehabilitation Podcast. My name is Dr. Gillian Tabor. I'm a chartered physiotherapist and I specialise in the treatment of rehabilitation of horses. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about the second letter of our FIT principles. So if you haven't listened to the first one, go back and make sure that you listen to the podcast on frequency. So in the FIT principles, so these are translated from human sports preparation and design of exercise programs, the I stands for intensity. So along with frequency, the intensity makes an awful lot of difference, but it is very, very challenging in horse training and rehabilitation to actually measure how intense an exercise is. If you are in a lab, then you can undertake standard exercise testing with your horse. So your horse could be wearing a heart rate monitor, have an ECG, and perhaps be plugged into a system of measuring its maximal oxygen uptake, so its VO2 max. And that would be absolutely amazing if I could do that with my horse. I'd love to know, you know, actually how fit he is and how hard he is working. But in the real world, we don't have access to that kit. So we need to think about proxy measures. So what can we use sort of quite literally in the field that can measure the intensity of how our horse is working? So let's think about tech first. And the easiest thing that we can do is to put our phone in our pocket and use one of the apps that is freely available to track the speed that you're covering the ground. So you could use something like Map My Run to look at speed and distance. If you want to get a little bit cleverer, there are some horse apps. And I think one of them that my clients use is called Equi Lab, and that actually tries to work out when you're walking, when you're trotting, and when you're cantering based on your speed across the ground. Now, it's never going to be 100% accurate for your horse because depending on the length of the legs of your horse, you know, one horse's trot might be a different speed to another horse's trot. But it'll break down how long you spend in each of the gates. So it's quite useful as a measure of intensity in the basic form that trot is higher intensity than walk and canter is higher intensity than trot. But you won't know if you worked harder in canter on one day than you did to the next. So other bits of kit that you can get that take measurements are these little devices such as the Equestic saddle clip or the Siva C-Fit that goes on your girth, and there are others available. Those are the two that I've used, and they also document the time in each of the paces. They also look at the time spent on either rein and also the number of transitions that you might make. And if you think about the number of transitions, then the increasing those is going to increase your intensity. So other bits of kit that you can use for measuring intensity are getting something like a heart rate monitor for your horse. So there are some that are available that just sit on your girth, and then there are some that sort of have electrodes that just tuck underneath your saddle, and they transmit wirelessly to either your phone or to your watch so you can see your horse's heart rate. So these are really, really useful because you can look at how hard your horse is working relative to the speed that it's covering the ground. So you can imagine that if you've got a heart rate of 180 and you're trotting one horse, but the next horse has a heart rate of 180 that's cantering, that would suggest that the second horse is fitter. However, they aren't that accurate compared to having an ECG on your horse, and there are questions as to, you know, the outright accuracy of some of them, especially if you're at a relatively low heart rate, because there are a number of other things except for exercise that actually change the heart rate. For instance, you know, when your horse is spooked, or you know, when they think they've seen something on the horizon, their head goes up and you can see the thumping of their chest, so they're not exercising at that point, but their heart rate has gone up. But as a gauge and to compare one training session to the next on the same horse, they are quite useful, but they can be a little bit expensive. You can measure heart rate manually, so we can take a pulse and that would give us an idea, but that's not particularly convenient when you are riding them. And another factor to consider when you're using heart rate monitors is it's not actually the maximum heart rate that you might be interested in during the exercise. You might be more interested to see what the heart rate is a minute or 2 minutes after exercise. So it's the recovery that you might want to measure with the monitors that you can get. So those are sort of some ideas for the tech. My sort of saying is what gets measured gets managed. So if you can keep an eye on some of these variables, so the duration that you spend in different gaits or the heart rate, doing the same kind of exercise each time or the sort of same hack, it'll just give you an overall idea of how hard your horse is working. But what can you do if you don't have any of this kit? What can you measure? Well, one thing that we can look at is respiratory rate. So the more intense the exercise, the horse is going to have to breathe heavier and breathe faster. So we could measure that to get a good idea of, you know, how much work they are doing. You can count it just manually, just, you know, how many breaths in 30 seconds, and then look, once you've stopped exercise, how quickly do they recover down to their normal respiratory rate? So how many breaths in that same period? So if you're doing it for 30 seconds, then you double it, obviously, to get the number of breaths per minute. Another thing that we could do is we could take the pulse manually, but that's not actually that convenient when you're on them. So we're going to have to then look at behavioural signs of the horse. Are they keen to respond to a forward aid when we put our legs on? Are they, you know, do they have any petrol left in the tank? Or is it that you've actually done your exercise to a sufficient level that they are tired and they are fatigued and they don't want to do any more work? So if that is the case, then you could get some behavioural signs. We've got to be very careful that we're not thinking that our horse is being naughty. If they are tired and they are struggling, then the behavioural signs might be that they don't respond to the leg aid. Perhaps they get a little bit nappy. You know, maybe they start bucking. Any of the signs that, you know, we should pick up the subtle clues before they have to sort of shout at us, if you know what I mean. But those could be the sign that we've worked them to a high intensity. Things like knocking poles if we're doing pole work, or even more subtle to that, do they look like they are getting a little bit more wobbly? And by that, I don't mean that they've lost coordination or there are any concerning signs about their neurology, but just their foot placement isn't as clear and as crisp as it should be. Or maybe their response when you ask them to turn, if you're moving them in hand, is that they don't follow a smooth curved line. Maybe they are going sort of on straight lines and then taking angles, or they fall through the shoulder and step wide, or they're not able to take their leg underneath them. Those would be signs that you have again worked them to the point that they are showing little bits of fatigue. Now, of course, if we are rehabbing our horse or we are training to have our horse ready for any kind of high intensity work, then we have to think of another principle that's called progressive overload, which means that we actually do take our horse into that sort of grey area on the edge of their comfort zone to stimulate musculoskeletal adaptation. But once we're there, we need to be very careful that we're not pushing them beyond that into discomfort. Once we've reached that point of fatigue, then we need to stop and allow recovery. So within a training session, it might be that the recovery takes the form of reducing the intensity of work, letting your horse walk on a long rein, or maybe having them stand and rest and recover. but also it might be a sign that we need to stop our training session and we need to allow for a period of recovery. So if it was higher intensity work, then that may be, as I talked about in the previous podcast, it might be that that is, you know, a day or two to allow for recovery and adaptation. But if we are actually working them to a lower intensity, it might be that the horse is ready to get back to work the following day. So overall, it's challenging to accurately measure intensity of work in the field. We cannot ask our horse on a scale of 1 to 10 how hard they felt that last bit of exercise was. So we have to be strategic and use tools and tech if we've got it and we can get hold of it and we can afford it. But if not, then we need to use our skill as horsemen and women to actually judge the horse's behaviour and responses to our aids to see what the intensity is that they're working at. Can they give any more physically, or have you reached their limits? Or are you working at a lower intensity and that actually we're not pushing into that progressive overload, but we are looking for, you know, adaptation in terms of perhaps training something like their proprioception or their ability to move their body from a skills point of view rather than from a musculoskeletal adaptation point of view. So for intensity, see how you can judge your own horse's work level. And above all, you must make sure that you record both the frequency and the intensity that you work your horse. So a paper diary, or use the notes on your phone, but just so that you can look back and you can then cross-reference their behaviour or their performance with the frequency and the intensity of the work that you've done up to that point. So if you'd like to follow me on social media, I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Dr. Gillian Tabor Physio, or I've got some online courses that you can join in with at gilliantaborphysio.thinkific.com. So thank you for your time today. And as I said previously, if you've got any comments, please do send me a message and I will get back to you. But let's hopefully get together in the third of the series when I'm going to talk about the time as part of the FIT principles of training.